In today's episode, we show you how to get 18 hours a month of your life back. Plus, we have an exciting announcement that's going to help you get cash into your bank account faster.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
Hi, and welcome, listeners, to another episode of the Tradies Business Show. And today, you are sitting with celebrities, I must say.
Warwick. Oh, here we go.
Need to congratulate you on your award you won on the weekend, the Sunshine Coast Business Awards for Knowledge Industries and Professional Services Small Business Award 2014. Congratulations.
Thanks, Michaela. Thank you. I thought we weren't actually going to talk about this on the show, but thank you.
Hey.
It was look, it was a great night. It was great to get some recognition, but more so than that, it was really such a good thing to be able to dedicate this to my clients. And I know you feel the same about your clients, is the people that put their trust and faith in us to actually help them and give them advice on their journey. So that was awesome. And it was nice to have my mum and dad in the room as well. So that was pretty cool.
Nice. And I guess we should do an episode coming up on the importance of, you know, entering awards and what they can do for business.
Because totally.
I'm sure that, you know, you really can get some...
Yep. Such a great process, and it's very powerful in terms of people's marketing as well, just to get clear about who you are and what you do and your contribution to your clients. So, but we've got something much more interesting to talk about today, don't we, Michaela?
We have today. So we're excited to announce a new sponsor of the show with MyOb Pay Directors coming on board, and they're really doing some exciting stuff around helping people basically nearly demolish paperwork in the accounting side of their business and give them Saturdays back, as well as some great mobile payment options as well. So they've got a new reader out that links to your smartphone. And this is something that I get asked all the time, is how can I easily take payments on the road with jobs? Mm. And this is a great tool. It's easy to use. And we do talk about a bit in this episode. But I thought there's some really exciting stuff happening in the world of cloud accounting in this space. And we thought it'd be great to have the head of product, Matt Mulligan, on the show. And we just talk about things that, you know, how you can save some time, as well as some really cool cash flow tips and just this whole space and how it's changing.
Cool. Well, let's get into it.
Let's go.
Welcome back to another episode of the Tradies Business Show. We're really excited about today's episode. We've got a guest from our major sponsor talking to us about some fantastic solutions for tradies. And so it's great to be able to welcome to the show Matt Mulligan from MYOB. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Hey, thanks, guys.
No worries.
Great. Thanks for coming on, Matt. So tell us a little bit about your background and how long you've been with MYOB and what your role is there.
Right. Okay. So I've been with MYOB for a little while now, since I think I joined back in 2008, in fact. I had a little business myself, a web hosting business called Ilysys. So we had small business websites, that a little data center and what have you. So I ran that business and I know what it's like. You know, a lot of the pain that our clients feel, like I've been there, done that, you know, the sort of worries about kind of making payroll and all that sort of stuff. Hmm. I'm really a product guy is my background. And so I joined MYOB and stayed with MYOB as a product guy. And I just saw a lot of opportunity here as MYOB was starting to move to the cloud and moving its software in a new direction to, you know, to really be part of something pretty big. So now what I do is I head up the product team in an area of our business that's called Connected Services. And we deliver and run all the kind of add-ons to accounting. So we don't do accounting, but we do all the add-ons to accounting that are like our clients are, you know, really pushing for the most. So that's things around payments. It's things around point of sale, in fact, e-commerce, websites. So that's that's what we do. It's kind of fun. It's like a very dynamic little area of the business, actually.
Cool. Sounds good.
So over the last few years, there's really been some changes for small business in the areas of cloud technology and how they access their information, particularly for those that work on the road. How have you seen cloud-based technology changing the accounting landscape?
Yeah, I mean, this is probably the thing that gets me fired up and like what makes it so exciting to work in the sector, right? Like when I was getting into business, accounting was something that happened on like a machine, like off in the corner of the office that the bookkeeper sat at, and you know, it wasn't even necessarily connected to the internet. It was just like a little separate thing. And you know, it is transformational for a business to get that data online. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff that can suddenly happen. Like, you know, there's all the stuff around, as you said, like anywhere access and you know, you can always jump into the books, like out of hours, or you can share it with, you know, you can be out on the road, accessing your books, or the missus can be at home, you know, doing the books. The bookkeeper can jump in, the accountant can jump in. Everyone's got that kind of real time access. So that's one side of it. The side that gets, probably like me a bit fired up is this whole thing that when you've got the data online, it gets really powerful because, suddenly we can do all these like add-on services, like, you know, the payment services I should tell you guys about. And there's these automated bank feeds, like all the, you know, the transaction data that's coming out of your bank. Like we can plug that straight into your accounting software without you lifting a finger. There's all these other online services, you know, that people are starting to use. And like in tradie land, you know, one that we see that's, you know, really popular, there's like this smart jobs as an example. So smart jobs is, you know, like job management, you can do all your invoicing and what have you. And because smart jobs is online and our accounting software is in the cloud, if you're running, you know, both together, we can make it a no-brainer to set it up so that those things just work together seamlessly. So then you've got, you know, really as a, you know, you're out there running your business and it feels like you're just using smart jobs, but all of your accounting is getting done seamlessly in the background. And like, that's, you know, I think pretty exciting.
Sounds like Nirvana, Matt.
It's a funny one.
The holy grail for small business.
Well, you know, when we think about like what the future of accounting is and all these kind of big things, like to me, like this might sound a bit heretical, but to me, the future of accounting is accounting really disappears. You know, like you don't have to see those interfaces. You don't have to log in and think about ledgers. Like as you're just, you know, going about your business, like whatever it is, you're raising an invoice or managing a job, or, you know, you're at Bunnings and you're buying some supplies and you want to take a photo of that receipt. Like you're doing all that stuff in the front end, maybe on your mobile app or in a, you know, tablet or even on your computer, but you just don't have to worry about the accounting. So like we're working like our tails off at the moment to try and, in a sense, make accounting disappear.
My wife is going to love to hear that. I'm married to an accountant, Matt, so she'll love to know that she's becoming irrelevant.
She's got a different role, right? Because, like, thank God, like, you better tell her that. Like, she's got a different role because it's not now about plugging in data and data entry and making sure that the, you know, for the accountant, making sure that their client has like got everything right. Their data, their role suddenly is like advisory. It's strategic. Like, so it's, you know, it just kind of steps up a notch. I think everyone, you know, accountants included, would be thrilled if, you know, there's no more data entry.
That's right. I know accountants hate that side of the business, and really what they want to do is spend time with their clients, as you say, giving them advice and making sure that people are interpreting their financials and understanding what it all means to them so they can make decisions in their business.
Yeah. Like, I'll give you a couple of examples. Like, I talked about that bank feeds thing before, right? So that's where the, you know, we set it up so the bank feed data, you know, just comes from the bank, you know, from whatever bank you're with, just plugs straight into accounting. So when we run research on that, that saves 10 hours a month just in someone plugging away at a computer for the average small business. Now, that's not like a big business. That's like a, you know, 0, 1, or 2 employee business. They're saving 10 hours a month doing just that part. Mm. And we've got this other thing, like PayDirect. There's like this mobile invoicing and payments app. You actually don't have to take up the payments service, but it's great if you do. It's like a mobile app that can do all your invoicing and it integrates with accounting. And businesses that are using that, so, you know, tradies or other business service businesses or, you know, small businesses that are using that to get their invoicing going as they're like on a client site, they're saving 18 hours a month in kind of after hours invoice processing. So you start to put all those things together and, you know, you're saving like real time, like, well, real time, real money. Like you're getting up to like a week's worth of time just like plugging stuff into the books.
Yeah, and I mean, for the guys to think that once they finish their last on the tools job for the day, that's it, no more paperwork. You know, they don't need to do anything. That's going to make a big difference for their businesses and their personal lives going forward.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. I came into this thinking that businesses did the Saturday, like we had to try and rescue the Saturday because I kept hearing that business owners, like it wasn't me in my day, but like business owners were, you know, giving up the sort of watching the footy with the kids or whatever on the Saturday because they were having to spend time in accounting. And that just was like it's like an affront. Like that just should not be the case. You know, and I went actually off to look at the usage data just to kind of figure out like how bad the problem was. And I found out that actually no one does the books on Saturday. That's just like
it's a furphy.
In fact, you know, people like to talk about it, but no one does it. But they do it after hours, and like, you know, during the week, like late into the night, we see people like hammering accounting, and like we do want to make that go away.
Got a question you want answered on the show? Go to tradiesbusinessshow.com.
And that's where things like mobile can really help, right? Because the idea here that instead of, you know, do a whole bunch of work during the day, and then either me or, you know, or the missus or my husband or whatever is sitting there in the evening and slogging away in the books, is that I can just be doing, you know, what they're calling these kind of mobile moments, you know, like just when I've got a minute, like after a job, if I can just get my little tiny bit of book work done there and like get the invoice sent off, what have you, not only is the whole cash flow cycle started, but also, you know, like I don't have to do it later. And like that's the bit we're trying to make easy at the moment.
Yeah, one of my clients, he has the live bank feeds going in, and he does his bank rec every Friday before his first beer at the pub. So he gets his mobile phone out, he does his stuff he needs to do, takes him a couple of minutes, and then he has his first sip and his paperwork's done. So that's someone that, you know, really has changed the way they run their business just by simply bank reconciliation, how many hours, like you said, is saving them a month.
So, Matt, we want to talk more about the MyOldPayDirect solution, and we'll come to that in a second. But everything that you've talked about so far really does sound almost too good to be true. Why do you think business owners and particularly tradies, and g'day to all of our listeners out there who are reluctant to move over to cloud-based technology and, you know, having Receipt Bank and those sorts of things, why do you think it is that you know, people are so fearful about it or reluctant to make the change?
Yeah, well, like I had a lot of those conversations like really a couple of years back. So 2011, 12 particularly, like we were really like starting to put our money into cloud like in a big way. And like we were out there talking to clients, in fact, running research and what have you, and, you know, getting feedback on it. There was one survey I remember, I think it was 2012, and we asked people about how they felt about the safety of their data in the cloud and all this sort of stuff. And excuse me, 50%, like half of people told us they were worried about having data in the cloud because they didn't think that data would be secure. Mm-hmm. And literally the other half of people told us that they were happy to have their data in the cloud because they felt their data would be more secure. So it was like really quite split. You know, the more secure crowd were thinking, you know, I don't have to worry about like, you know, losing a hard drive. I don't have to worry about, you know, like someone sort of stealing my truck or, you know, my place burning down. Like, you know, my data is offsite, and people who know more about protecting data are protecting my data. Mm. So as time has gone by, like we think almost like, you know, by now, like it's sort of tipping point's been reached, and like really our clients or people we talk to are, you know, pretty happy to be, you know, have their data online. What's driven it? I don't know, really. Like, you know, a lot of people using Dropbox and that sort of stuff for their personal data. You know, if you're using a, you know, if you're sort of a Mac user, you're getting used to, you know, to iCloud, although of course that's had its, like, you know, it's like it's sort of moments in the media. I think we're just kind of getting used to it. You know, it's just becoming so kind of so like generic now. It's almost a conversation we're not really, like, people aren't having with us anymore. The one thing, I guess, is security. People want to know that, like, the data is going to be secure. And all I can say is, like, a company like MYOB and other companies like us, you know, we're just totally obsessed with it. There's all these controls and certifications. It's highly regulated, right, especially around things like banking or accounting data. Like, there's all those, you know, controls and certifications are in place. We just keep telling our clients that, and like the convenience of cloud that's drawing them on.
Yeah, and I think with so many businesses now using just their mobile devices to run their business, you know, they really want their accounting and everything to be easy to use. And I think that's why, and other people that perhaps were fearful of security and other reasons, now they are using their mobile so much, and that convenience factor really kicks in.
Yeah, so mobile is like an interesting sort of new, I guess, new thing to think about too, right? Like when it was all about online, like, well, when it's all desktop, you know, desktop computing, we're all used to putting in our usernames and passwords, and like, you know, we all understand that. And with online, it came different again. Like, we've got to have our passwords into websites, and like having good password security And on mobile devices, like now the game has changed again because people sign in with a four-digit PIN, or on like the newer iPhones, they can, you know, they can authenticate in with their thumbprint. And so, you know, we're always kind of in this discussion with our users, I suppose, like what's the best kind of balance between convenience and security? Should you be able to log into your mobile accounting with your thumbprint? You know, so these are kind of interesting discussions now, but you're right. Like mobile is, it's a whole new game. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So Matt, you shared a bit of your business journey with us earlier and, you know, talking about doing your own accounts and collecting money. Have you got any cash flow tips for our listeners for small business owners, particularly in the tradie space?
Yeah. For sure. This is something we think about a lot, actually. And in fact, in my area of the business, like, you know, you set yourself goals and KPIs and targets and what have you. And the target we all share in my part of the business is how can we help our clients get paid faster? And we want our clients to be paid faster than anyone else's clients. And so we think about it a lot. And like, if I had to give two or three big tips to people listening, I suppose the first one would be set payment terms really early on in the piece and be upfront about them and stick to them. When you look at the research, it's something like 56 days that a business waits for the average invoice to get paid. And like almost, it's like less than half of invoices get paid within like people's standard terms. I think it's like 30 days. So, wow. You know, that's a lot of cash locked up in unpaid invoices. The first one, the big tip, you know, set your terms, stick to them and be tough. the second one, you got to be tough, and you really got to chase them down, and like you just got to find some way of having that conversation. And if it means like two people in the business, like one person sends them and the second person chases, or, you know, whatever. But it's really being tough around that. The second one's probably around, like I touched on a bit with the mobile thing. It's, you know, the invoices have got to get, you know, you've got to have a regular process that as soon as that piece of work is finished, the invoice has just got to go. And for us, like, you know, in our mobile team, we kind of get excited about that one because like we've got a way that we can, you know, if you're using our app, we can make it really, really easy for you to send out a professional looking invoice from your phone, like right away. But whatever, if you're using our mobile app or doing it, you know, in pencil and paper, it doesn't matter. Like the sooner you get that invoice out, the sooner those payment terms kick in, the sooner you're going to get paid, and, you know, you just got to do it. So, you know, set your terms, get those invoices out right away. And then the final one is, just make it easy for people to pay you, you know. So make sure your invoice is nice and clear and, you know, undisputable and all that sort of stuff. But then just make sure you've got some payment options in there that are going to work for your clients. So, you know, EFT is okay. You know, checks obviously going away. The one, like if you're on the spot, like having some way to take a, you know, cash obviously is no-brainer, but some way to take a card payment is a big deal. Two-thirds of people spending like to use cards. And it's something like only a third of businesses in Australia accept cards. So there's a real disconnect there between people want to pay on their cards and get the points and all that sort of stuff. But a lot of business, especially tradies, are just not taking those card payments. So, you know, it's just that's a bit of a no-brainer. And like, you know, obviously we've got that service that does that, but it's I think super important. You're making it really easy with different, you know, payment options for your clients to pay you. So those would be the three. You know, set your terms. Get those invoices out quickly, give them lots of ways to pay, and then be just tough about chasing down those unpaid invoices.
Yeah, and really offering flexible payment solutions and on-the-spot payment options really can help a business with their cash flow. And that's why I like recommending the MyOb PayDirect system to our customer because it's so easy for them. It's mobile and uses their app. I know you've talked on that a bit, Matt. So if you want to let our customers know what that's about and some of the benefits it can have for their business?
Yeah, it's an exciting little thing, actually. So you've got requirement is you've got to have, an Android or iOS or iPhone smartphone, which is almost insulting because, like, we've all got one, except, you know, like there's like 1% of people that don't.
My mum.
But you've got to have your smartphone. Okay, all right, well, we found them. Okay, so everyone listening's got one.
Yep.
And so you got to have one of those. And then you go through this, it's effectively a very simple little online application process, which turns you into what's called a merchant. So that means that you're able to accept credit card payments. That's a pretty painless process. You know, there's, it's pretty painless. And you come out of that and we send you off a little chip reader or a little card reader. It looks like a pack of cards. It's like a little black sort of nice plastic kind of, but it looks like a pack of cards. And that lets you swipe or dip credit cards and take, you know, kind of take pins and what have you. And then you install our PayDirect app or our we've got like our MYB on the go app onto your phone, and it pairs with the your phone has become a, you know, a little payments terminal. And so, like I said, you're out and about, you can look up a, you know, like a customer, and you can see what their address is and what have you. You can even see on the in the little app, you can see before you lob up on the job site, you can see what their payment terms are, and if they've got any open invoices, you can see their history so that you know, like, you know, if there's some difficult conversation you need to have before you before you even get started. When you get on the job, you do your work, then you can raise an invoice in the thing, like right away. We make it really, really easy to raise an invoice without having to try and guess at all the different tax codes and product names and prices and what have you, because we just suck all that stuff straight out of accounting, like in real time, like live. So, for instance, let's say you're selling, you know, green widgets or whatever, you know, and you're not sure, you know, quite sure how they're recorded in accounting. We can just give you a little scroll wheel so you can scroll through all the different things you sell, and you can just pick the right one and all the services you provide, and you know, like the invoice is spot on. That your accountant's best friend, because this is the area, in fact, where most small businesses start getting things wrong. It's like they just get the invoice a bit wrong, and then everything's wrong after that. So, you know, you got this beautiful looking invoice, and then you can take payment. It's the beautiful part. You can just take payment for that invoice then and there, and like you got the money. Now, if you fail to get the money on the spot for whatever reason, or maybe you do have invoice terms, like you can send an email from this mobile app, an email with the invoice, and that invoice will look just the same in the same template and logos and all that sort of stuff as if it had come straight out of your cloud accounting. And that's really important, actually, because that professional looking, you know, slick invoice, if you can get that out, you know, it's got all the payment methods listed on the bottom of it. That's a really big one in making sure that your invoice doesn't get disputed, and it's just one more reason why people. It's a pretty neat little.
Sounds awesome. And you know, in terms of getting money into the bank account, certainly in terms of making it easy to pay, it's a fantastic tool for people to use. There's another stat that just does my head in as well, that 5.1 million Australians a month don't make a purchase from a particular business because they don't offer card facilities. So, you know, we talk on this show about sales techniques and marketing and getting more customers, and just having a simple solution like this could actually help you, you know, sell more of your product or service just by making it easy for people to pay you.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, it's just taking away that friction, right? The easier you can make it, the more it's going to happen.
That's right.
Yeah, and the other big thing, not only is it, you know, help your sales conversion as well, but it can also, you know, it is easy to use, and I'm big thing about saving time, and they raise the invoice, they take the payment, and then you can SMS or email receipt directly to the customer. But the other cool thing that does is if you're a MYOB user, that it actually records that payment in your accounting system. So even when you have to do those bank reconciliation, I mean, that's all done. Your accounting's done for the day.
Yeah, right. No, that's exactly right. So, you know, that invoice is marked as paid on the spot. There's no bookwork. And that's the bit, that whole thing I described, like you just did it much better than me, but that whole thing is what, over the course of a month, is saving people, you know, 18 hours. That's a lot.
Yeah. And so you said that it takes credit card payments. What about debit cards and the PayWave feature? Do you have any future plans for that at all?
Yeah, we're working on that at the moment, actually. So I reckon it's early in the new year, we'll have FPOS and PayWave both as options, which is great. You know, like PayWave, I mean, they're both, you know, so convenient, and it's just one more way, you know, to my point earlier, I guess, about like the more options you can give people, the better. And, you know, those are two big ones.
Mm-hmm. So, Matt, that all sounds fantastic. Where to from here? I mean, what's next for MYOB, and certainly in terms of some of these cloud solutions? I mean, what's on the horizon for you guys?
So the big one that, you know, I guess I can tip you off to, that we'd work on around this whole concept of like just how can we make it easier for our clients to get paid quicker, No, so mobile payments is, you know, I think it's exciting. It's a no-brainer for anyone who's out on the road, on site with a customer and wanting to take payment. The second one then is like, how do we make it for all those people who want to get paid on terms and where, you know, they're actually not at the client's premises when, you know, when they want to take payment? How can we make it super, super easy for those guys to get paid? So, you know, what we're working on, beta out at the moment is like a new kind of online invoice presentment and payment method, which so effectively lets you send an invoice out of accounting or even send it off your mobile phone using that same app, and then get paid. And, you know, again, like when you get paid online, that we're closing that whole loop and shutting down the invoice in your accounting and helping you, you know, get all that reconciliation done. So it's something like 90% of invoices that get paid on terms, you know, without the customer being right in front of you. So, you know, the online payments thing is pretty exciting. I think for tradies in particular, mobile payments is like an exciting no-brainer, but everyone's going to need that online payment one as well. That's kind of neat. There's one extra cool thing about that online payment one I should mention, which is the way we can do it now. We can actually report on that invoice as it goes on its journey from, you know, you sending it to it getting paid. An example of that would be we can show you in your mobile app or in accounting, we can show you when you send an invoice, whether it's been opened, clicked on, printed, paid. Like we can show you all along the way. And that just saves that you know, that kind of, well, we're all familiar with that kind of conversation, which is like, oh, I didn't get the invoice. Maybe you can resend it. And the business owner can now say, well, I know you got it and you opened it. You opened it on Thursday. And so, yep.
Yeah.
In fact, I know you printed it and you've got the printout probably on your desk. So there's the, you know.
How about you just go and pay the thing?
Yeah.
It's a whole new conversation. So, like, we're pretty excited about that one.
Cool, cool. Well, look, it's been great to hear about some of the initiatives that MYOB are working on, and obviously the PayDirect device and the MYOB app is a fantastic way for traders to get paid. I mean, the number of times I've beaten up my clients about just asking for the money on the spot and trying to collect it to improve their cash flow, I've lost count of. So, yeah, like you say, Matt, no-brainers.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for the opportunity.
Great.
All good. Thanks for coming on the show, Matt.
Thanks, all.
So that was a great chat with Matt, and we actually have a reader to give away in an upcoming episode, so listen out for that. But it really is a great product. And if you'd like to know more about that, go to www.myob.com.au/paydirect, and that'll have all the information there that you need to know.
And if you want any more information about the show, go to tradiesbusinessshow.com. Make sure you go and check out the show notes. So tradiesbusinessshow.com/6, as in the number 6. And we'll speak to you again on our next episode.
See ya.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.